like one as well. It has a flat body, very much like a leaf. A black line runs the length of its body, giving the appearance of the midrib of a leaf. A fleshy growth on its lower jaw looks just like the leaf stem. Beyond looking like a leaf, the leaf fish also acts like a leaf. It lies still in the water, drifting with the current. To hide its identity further, it draws its fins close to its body, removing any last hint that it is indeed a hungry fish looking for lunch. The leaf fish combines deceptive colouring, appearance, and behaviour into one design so that it too can make its own living. In this, the leaf fish shows that the creator makes nothing without also designing a special purpose for that creature. According to the Bible, the same can be said even more emphatically for each human being he has made. Your Creator has a special purpose for you too, and it begins with His plan of salvation for you through His Son, Jesus Christ.
To get free samples of our custom gospel tracts that focus on biblical creation and salvation through Jesus Christ, visit us at creationmoments.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games, but I hope he does.
I hoped he'd get help. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Our team at DigitalPath understands how important your internet is. We have been working nonstop, upgrading networks to our fastest, most reliable Gen 7 technology. Unlike satellite, DSL, or cellular, DigitalPath offers plans with up to 60 times more data and speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Stream your favorite shows, play video games online, and more, starting at only $58 per month. Mention this station when you call to get 50% off your first 3 months' service. Give DigitalPath a call at 800-676-PATH. That's 800-676-7284.
Additional terms and conditions apply. Services and some plans may not be available in all areas.
Hi. This is Jim with Covenant Reformed Church in Chico. As all of us walk with Christ as professing Christians, some days certainly seem to be better than others. Wouldn't you agree? And as we attend church and as we understand the Bible, does there sometimes appear to be a disconnection between what we're learning and our ability to cope with the issues of life? You may find the answer to these and other questions as they relate to the Bible. Please visit our website at reformchico.org, or you're welcome to call Pastor Mancillas at 345-2732. That's 345-2732.
That's the Covenant Reformed Church of Chico, now meeting at the Spanish-speaking Seventh-day Adventist Church on Hicks Lane.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, Chico. I'm your host, Vince Haney, for this segment of Chico Now. In the studio with my very special guest, Pat Mancillas. She's with MONCA. That's the Museum of Northern California Art. Welcome to the broadcast, Pat.
Thanks, Vince.
Seems so long. Did we miss a month?
No, we missed putting it on at the right time.
Right.
We never miss a month.
Yeah.
And believe me, this month coming May is just filled
jam-packed
with things. Filled, well, especially this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
First, I should say that the exhibition that we have up right now, which is Family Portraits and the Foster Care Museum,
yes,
has been fabulous.
I knew it would. I knew it would.
Fabulous. And it's in its last week, so people have 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, to see this before it goes down, and then we put up another one. So
what's the hours operation?
Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 5.
Okay, 11 to 5. Okay, got it.
And last Saturday, Ron Schwager, who's a fabulous photographer in town, did family portraits. So people could sign up to have their portraits photographed, themselves photographed. Oh, it was really wonderful. And, you know, it tied in with our family portraits. It got people, you know, together. You take your cell phone out and you take photos. This is way different.
Right.
Way different. You have to.
This is photography.
It is. And it's art.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Not saying you can't do art on your phone. Mm-hmm. But so then starting into this weekend, which I thought was going to be kind of easy, but it's not. So Friday night starts the art festival at St. John's Church, which used to be the Art at the Matador.
Yes. Moved to St. John's.
Yes. So this is Friday and Saturday.
And it's been a couple of years now to move, because I drove past and saw all those cars. I'm like, what are all these cars for?
That's what it is.
Me being curious, I rode up in there or asked somebody, and they told me.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that was the Matador. Because they're renovating, obviously they can't do it.
Right. So that is 4 to 8 on Friday night, and then it goes 10 to 4 on Saturday. It's a free event, wonderful artists to look at their work, talk to them, they hope. There's entertainment Friday night, taco truck.
Friday night.
Yep.
So, what time again?
4 to 8.
4 to 8. Okay, I'll put that on my list of things to do.
That's
give me an outing.
That's starting. To do. And then Saturday from noon to 5 is called the Palooza. It's the Arc Butte County Park Avenue Palooza. So we're all putting our information booths out in the parking lot of ARC.
Yes. I saw the sign when I drove by.
Did you?
I didn't know what it was. Now, thanks for clarifying.
And it's they'll have food and they'll have entertainment, and it's just a way to get their name out and a way to help us get our names out. So that's on Saturday.
Okay.
But what else is on Saturday? The Chocolate Festival in Paradise. And we are taking our newly healthy renovated bus up there.
Okay.
And it's going to be kind of a bus reveal because we haven't really shown the inside before. But
so what got renovated? The inside?
It's a oldie. So it has new tires.
Ooh.
It has a new battery. It had some engine work that had to be done.
And that's the renovation.
No, then we wrote a city grant. So Jess Mercer redid the inside so that it now will hold all of the things for an art library and a creativity center that we're going to take to parks and to senior centers.
Okay.
So, yes, there's been a lot going there. There we go.
Just a little technical difficulties here, but that's not doing it either. Hey. Okay, well, we're having a little technical difficulties. You didn't touch anything? What about now?
I don't. Oh, that's better.
I got the Midas touch. Well, you never know what you're going to get here at Life Radio at Chico
that's
Now.
Right.
It's always going to be a little entertaining as well. I just tapped the box and there was.
And I'm on again.
She's on again. Okay.
So that's the weekend, and the festival in Paradise, the Chocolate Festival, I think is from 10 to 5.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee that, but I think that's what it is. So the bus will be up there also.
Are you going to be with the bus?
Not. I have to be at the Ark.
Right.
It's like
you got to be on the Ark.
Yeah, right, exactly.
She has to be not the bus, on the Ark. Okay. Hey, I told you we have a lot of fun around here at Chico Now with Monica. Hey, Vince Haney, I'm in the studio with Pat Macias with Monica, Museum of Northern California. We'll be right back after the short commercial break.
This is Pause to Pray, a chance to stop down each day from the daily noise of life and pray for our country's leaders.
Today, we pray for Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. He is the state's 48th governor and the former attorney general. James 1:19 reminds us of the qualities of a good leader. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Right now, with this in mind, let's pray together. Almighty God, we ask you to guide Governor Josh Shapiro as he leads the people of Pennsylvania. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pause to Pray is a service of this station and the Presidential Prayer Team, a nonprofit, nonpartisan ministry dedicated to encouraging prayer for our nation's leaders. To learn more, go to pausetopray.org.
Hi, this is Steve Gregg of the Narrow Path Radio Broadcast. If you've been under the impression that all Christian radio shows sound alike, you have not listened to our show yet. We answer live questions from audience, and we don't give the answers you expect. Listen in every weekday at The Narrow Path, or join us at thenarrowpath.com.
Heard weekdays at 2 p.m. here on KKXX.
America, bless God. Fellow Americans, your hearing this admonition establishes that you are one who cares for the America that has been so blessed by Almighty God. We implore you to embrace the laws of nature and of nature's God, to read and know the Constitution. Join with other moral and religious people and organizations to foster the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity. America, bless God.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Vince Haney still in the studio with Pat Macias with the Museum of Northern California Art. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Thanks. So I just went over the upcoming events and a reminder that this is Mother's Day weekend, folks.
Yes.
What a wonderful chance to take your mother out to see art.
All weekend long.
Yep. And then in terms of our health and healing, which we feel art is health and healing, and this is what we're trying to promote at the museum, we have three things coming up, actually. On May 15th, we have a grief and creativity workshop with Susie Stonefield, and hers have been very popular. It's about using notebooks, drawing, writing in notebooks that she provides. Mm-hmm. So that is on May 15th from 1 to 3, and there is a cost to that. Most of these things, if you go on our brand new, beautiful website, it will give you all the information, and you can actually pay for them online.
Mm.
The other is that, and I'm sorry, Vince, this is women mostly. We're having a clothing swap. I'm just afraid you wouldn't have many things to get.
No.
You might bring a lot.
Yeah, for men.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for men.
So anyway, the clothing swap is on May 22nd from 6 to 8:30. You can bring kind of a bag of things, and then we'll have some refreshments. And then at a certain time, everybody gets to go in and take what they want. There's no cost because you've kind of exchanged whatever you've brought to them. We've done this before, and it's very successful.
Yeah, I heard about it before.
Yeah.
So I wasn't invited, but I heard about it.
You could send Keisha.
Right,
you know.
Right, right. I'll probably do that. Uh-huh. I don't know.
And then on May 24th, we have our very popular Foot Foundations class with Morgan Perry, and she will make you feel good by having you do things to your feet that you'll walk away like you're on a cloud. So that is May 24th from 9:30 to 11. And one of our biggest things coming up is our yacht sale. And we are still collecting things for it. It's starting to get filled up in the back room now. And it will be outside on June 7th from 9 to 4 p.m. all the way around the building, all the way around. And this is, as I say, one of our biggest fundraisers for the year. People are, number one, very generous in donating things, and not crummy things,
right.
Things that you would want to come and buy. And then when you come and buy them, all that money goes into the operating of the museum. Somebody did just donate a brand new, still in the package, soaking tub.
Really?
That's worth about $900. So we're hoping, you know, somebody will say, oh, I'll take it for $300.
Right.
Because then all of that goes into the museum's budget.
A soaking tub, huh?
Oh, it, you know, people.
Is it like portable?
It's fiberglass, and it has to be connected to your plumbing. Although she was going to put it outside,
right.
So it could go outside.
Mm, interesting.
But it's really nice, and we've gotten a lot of other things. You have through June 1st to donate,
okay,
and then June 7th is the actual event from from 9 to 4.
Mm.
What else is going on? We have a concert coming up and another guitar concert that Warren Haskell is putting on the 31st. And our opening reception for this next exhibition, which is all about women. There's two women artists that have come in and put a proposal together. And then the other part of it is women from our permanent collection. So every once in a while, we get the chance to bring up some of the artwork that is in our permanent collection. And this one, we happen to focus on women for this one.
Yes, so that's a good thing.
It is. So the reception, the opening reception for those two shows is Friday the 16th of May from 6 to 8. And that's free to everybody.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
So, Vince, we need to see you coming out.
Yes. I've been in a lot.
You have.
I've been on the roller coaster.
It's time to move.
Right.
So again, the things that are most coming up right now would be this weekend. And it would be the art festival at the St. John's Church.
Yes.
And then the Palooza at the Ark. And the Chocolate Festival in Paradise.
Yes.
And then Mother's Day on Sunday.
Funny. That's a full weekend.
It is.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Get it here first. Get your itinerary for Mother's Day weekend. Hey, Vince Haney in the studio with Pat Macias from Monca Museum of Northern California Art. And yes, we will be right back after this short commercial break.
Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
On the next adventure in Odyssey, the party has started and everyone's present.
Not everyone.
Oh.
I wish one more person could have been here.
Some people might not make it at all.
I'm going to Odyssey. Did I miss the flight?
Every airline is grounded till the storm passes. Buses are still running, though.
I just have to run. What?
Hold on, young lady.
Will the gang be able to have their cake and eat it, too? Find out on the next adventure in Odyssey. Cancer touches all of our lives, not just the person with a cancer diagnosis. Cancer also impacts family members, caregivers, and friends. That's why Courage Through Cancer Ministries is here, to offer cancer care packages, prayer support, grief support, and more to anyone whose life has been touched by cancer. Contact us today at 1-855-626-8724 or at couragethroughcancer.com. It would be our privilege to be of help to you today.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host, Vince Haney, for this segment of Chico Now. I'm still in the studio with Pat Macias, and she's got a lot to say about this weekend, about Monica. A lot's going on.
Before I do that, let me just go into the museum a little bit. Mm-hmm. Again, we're located at 900 Esplanade, and our hours are Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 5. We are having a wonderful resurgence of volunteers, but we always need more. And I don't know if people are busy, if they're traveling, but we have great volunteers. We're just not, we don't have enough. And maybe it's because we're doing so many activities that need them.
Right.
But it's really fun. You know, it's not a drudgery thing, because there's lots of, you could do events, you could sit at the front desk, you could help hang shows. You know, there's a lot of things that are possible as a volunteer. So the best thing to do would be to email the museum at monca.org. And at St. John's Church on Friday, May 9th from 4 to 8, that's when the music is, that's when the taco truck's there, that's when everybody gets kind of a first glance at everything. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, May 10th, it's from 10 to 4. And that is when the crowds come. Let's put it that way. But this used to be called Art at the Matador, and it's put on by Chiva, the Chico Area of Visual Design, Visual Aid Group.
Mm-hmm. Chiva.
Chiva. And then on May 10th, Saturday, from noon to 5, is the Arc of Butte County Park Avenue Palooza. And their whole
parking lot
is going to be filled with
Paloozians. Paloozians.
Oh, I never thought of it as that. People who want you to know about them.
Right.
Paloozians. Organizations. Right. And people that are already connected to ARC. I mean, you know, we have that connection anyway, but this is a wonderful way for them to say, come and show off, basically. And then on that same day up in Paradise is the Chocolate Festival from 10 to 5. And to be honest, I've never been to it. But
me either.
I have a feeling you would be chocolate out.
Yes.
By the time you left.
I saw somebody can win, a 20-something pound chocolate nugget.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Pure chocolate. Solid chocolate.
Do you like chocolate?
Yeah, not that much.
I know.
Yeah, I had some last night.
So those are the upcoming events. The show that's up, the exhibition that's up right now is Foster Care Awareness and Family Portraits. It's only up through this coming Sunday, so if you haven't had a chance to see it, please come out. You will be blown away. You'll walk out in tears from the foster care one. You'll walk out with smiles from the other one, and they connect. Believe me, they do connect. So our hours this week are Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 5. And the other quick little health and healing things. our the Grief and Creativity Workshop with Susie Stonefield on May 15th. Clothing swap. If you want to get some new things and not have to pay for them, bring some and swap them.
For women only?
Well, yeah. I tried to figure out how to get the men part in. I don't think there'd be enough participating to make it feasible.
Yes.
Some year. And then Foot Foundation class with Morgan Perry on May 24th, where it will just make your feet feel wonderful, which makes you feel wonderful. So we've got a lot going on. The yard sale is coming up on June 7th. Please, if you are wanting to bring things in to donate, we take everything except clothing or electronics. And electronics, I'm meaning printers or computers.
Yes.
Because if they don't work, we're stuck with them.
Yes.
And then we don't. We have to go. We've got a way to get rid of them.
Right.
So donating before June 1st. And then coming and buying on June 7th from 9 to 4.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Lots going on at Monca. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Where are you located again?
900 Esplanade across from the Chico High School.
Chico High School.
And then the old Veterans Memorial Hall. Another thing that we've been asked to do is to help decorate some wooden boxes that the vets have created. And they're going to be buried. You don't. No, you can't burn them because the fabric is made out of such toxic stuff that what they're doing now is burying them.
Okay.
And that's going to be at the new Veterans Park.
Okay. Well, thank you, Pat, for being our regular guest here first Wednesday of the month. Chico Now. Hey, it's time for us to check out. Join us tomorrow where our host will be Chet Rutledge. This is Vince Haney signing out for Chico Now.
We're a station that's good for you.
Good for your whole family.
Good for our community.
Best of all, it's really good for your spirit.
Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
That newborn baby is going to need a lot of special nourishment in order to grow up healthy and strong. The same is true for those who are new in their walk with Jesus. The Bible says they need spiritual milk to nourish their souls at a critical point in their life. That's what we try to provide with the teaching and talk on our station. And when you send them your financial support, you're helping to accomplish something powerful. You're helping us get spiritual nourishment to those who vitally need it. So thanks for looking out for those newborns of all ages. Tell your friends about Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community.